Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Tuesday, my friends, and welcome to another Andy Goldstein's TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host of the Andy Goldstein Sports Bar, Monday to Thursday from 10 p.m. Yeah, he, Andy Goldstein, he off the telly when TV stuff was happening in the world, when stuff was happening. I mean, hopefully, it will all come back very soon. I don't mean, you know, my TV. I've still got TV work. I mean, make no mistake about that. I'm still getting TV jobs. It's just that no one's getting really any. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Let's start off with Jim White, shall we? I'm a big fan of Jim White, and I love listening to him yesterday. In fact, he was great, actually, in his show. He really made me laugh. Oh, he was off, was he? Natalie Sawyer was hosting instead, alongside the former Liverpool and England midfielder Danny Murphy and EastEnders star Jake Wood. What a lineup that is. Danny had his say on Project Restart and admitted that right now he would be doing everything in his power as a player to go back and get the season finished.
Football consumed my life and what made me happy. And when you play football and it's taken away, for whatever reason, injury, this epidemic, players don't like not playing because it's what they're used to. There'll always be a minority that, you know, go against. But majority of players be desperate to get back playing. Now, is the club going to be doing everything they can? Of course they will, because they want to protect their assets. Do I want to play football? Yes. Do I care if it's an empty stadium? No. Do I care if it's a neutral stadium? No. When the CEOs are coming out saying, we don't want to play in a neutral stadium, I bet if you ask the players, I mean, they might not be able to say this because they've got to go along with the politics of the club. Every one of them be going, is the stadium safe? Get me there. I'll play tomorrow. Bang. Because that's what you love doing. As a footballer, I'm talking about. Mm. There's a responsibility you have, don't you, of course, when you're putting yourself out there, if you are going to go and play. And if you were to say to me, for the next 6 weeks, 8 weeks, whatever, you're going to have to be away from, and this doesn't suit everyone, especially if you've had young kids just born or parents who aren't very well. Can you isolate? It's like going to a tournament, World Cup or a European Championship. Sure. You know, I've been away 6 weeks before now, away from the family. If you're saying to me, do you want to get the season done? You might not be able to see your family for 6 weeks. We're going to put you in, the team's going to be together. We're going to be continually testing. This will help appease you in terms of your fears from spreading it to close family. I would say yes to that.
Now, the guys were also joined by the Blackburn Rovers midfielder, Bradley Johnson, who spoke about the work he's doing with Dexter Blackstock to supply those in need of PPE equipment. Whilst on the show, he was asked just how long he thinks he and the squad would need to get back to match sharpness.
We got given our 3 weeks annual leave, but I wasn't myself. We weren't just sitting around doing nothing, you know. I was still on the bike and still going out for runs, but not a high pace or anything. But then Monday we get given the programme, and you know, Monday was a light day, but Tuesday was more of a heavy day for us. And we went out and done it, and more sprinting stuff. And from going from not doing anything big and heavy for 3 weeks to straight into a sprinting session on the Tuesday, you know, I felt it for 3 or 4 days after. You know, your legs still heavy and stuff, and it takes time to get used to that. So I think going back into it, maybe we need 2 or 3 weeks, you know, because, as you said, the games, the intensity is high, and you can't just go from doing little moderate training to straight into games where the demands and physicality is a lot higher.
Now, the wonderful Laura Woods was joined by the Rangers legend Ali McCoist, or Macca, and the two-time Ashes winner Freddie Flintoff, or Flinty, on TalkSport Breakfast Show. As I've already said, it was on the Breakfast Show. Anyway, after Ryan Giggs revealed that David Beckham and Fergie had regular bust-ups at Manchester United, Ali told us about almost taking a hiding from his old boss, Graham Souness, or Souness. I mean, which one is it? Potato, potato? Not Graham Potato, or potato. Anyway, this is what he said.
I wish I had a pound for every time that Graham was going to kill me. And I mean literally kill me, man. We played a game at Parkhead and we got beat 2-0. I think Frank Macca scored 2 goals. And Graham was playing, he's player manager at the time. And he came in and I can see he's raging. He's absolutely raging. And he's went through everybody and he's turned to me and he's got the finger right in my face. He says, you are a disgrace. You are this, you are that, you are the next thing. He says, you are the worst player in that park today. Right, and I can feel my wee teammate, Geranti, nudging me just to say, shut up, don't say anything, and just take it. But I couldn't stop myself, Crookie. No. And I'm sitting there shaking my head, right? I wouldn't open my mouth, but I'm just sitting shaking my head. And he's, of course, he's got to come back to me. He says, you're shaking your head. I said, that's right, I'm shaking my head. Because I wasn't the worst player. I said, you were, right? And I pointed to him. Well, there's about 4 of the players holding him back, right? He's going to kill me. Freddie, I swear to God, his face went that scarlet way. You know, he's trying to swing. He's trying to swing for me. And I'm just sitting, undoing my boots. La, 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 la. You know, you're kind of the odd way. You know what I mean?
Now we can head over to the press box now with Katie Price's ex-husband, Simon Jordan, Danny Kelly, and the son's Sean Custis.
Oliver Dowden came out at the head of the DCMS, because we haven't heard from the sports minister, and said football coming back is a great thing for the morale of the country. The idea that somehow playing at neutral grounds is going to avoid social distancing and cause issues is beyond me, because Liverpool fans will travel to grounds to watch their side or to be outside a stadium when their side wins a game that commits them to winning the Premier League. And then you'll have all the public transport, all the social distancing rules go out of the window because fans will travel. So this neutral ground thing, if the blueprint is going to be, for whatever reason, I know some people are pinning at it because they're the only ones that are doing it, on the Germans, well, they're not playing in neutral grounds. So by the same definition, surely the same argument must be availed of or taken advantage of by the Premier League clubs that don't want to play at neutral grounds.
Now, the Belgian boss, Roberto Martinez, or Martinez, no, it's actually Martinez, joined Adrian Durham and Darren Goff on Drive Time. Wow, what a guess that is. With football's return date seemingly edging closer.
No, it's not.
Well, I mean, even if it's 10 years, it's still edging closer, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a good point, my mate.
He said it's a calculated risk worth taking because it will raise spirits. Not so sure I agree with that.
I think we all need to bring a bit of common sense and understand that until we'll get a vaccine, we won't get a normality. So from that point of view, we need to get sport back, we need to get football back, we need to get that little bit of light, a little bit of stimulation for the whole humanity, that we can beat this virus and we can fight and we can beat it. And I think getting football back and getting the Premier League back will be essential for that, within the minimal risk and trying to be as safe as we can. But we all carry that threat. If you go to the pharmacy, if you need to do an essential, you will take the risk of catching the virus. And I think doing sport, we need a responsibility. We need to highlight or bring a little bit of a smile to the people's faces and being able to see that we're getting very, very close to getting off this situation. It shows you the frontline people that have been working in hospitals, care homes, and doing an incredible job for the nation. Well, I think as a sportsman, and I speak for myself, I think we all need a responsibility to try to put ourselves in a position that we need to take a calculated risk to move the nation forward. And I think that sport is a big part of our lives.
Back now to the Breakfast Show, and this is Freddie Flintoff on the Aussie cricket captain Tim Payne and why he should be banned for his disgusting admission. Hear, hear. I don't know what's coming up.
You can go off the field for a week. I learnt this when I was 11 years old and I was playing for Lancashire under-11s at Liverpool Cricket Club, and I did not know you could leave the field. And I stood at slip and I wet my pants, not a number two, but an adult, the captain of Australia, dropping one off in his pants in an Ashes test match at Old Trafford. This is just not acceptable behaviour. I can handle the ball tampering. I can handle it. I can handle it. They got carried away. This lad, this is just disgusting. Absolutely disgusting, Tim Payne. I'm saying 18-month ban. Ban him.
I'm Jason Kenny. This is TalkSportSingles.com.
Now, TalkSport's James Savundra, or Jimmy, as he's known by no one, has been catching up with the Newcastle midfielder, Jonjo Shelvey. And, of course, they started off by chatting about how Jonjo is coping while living in lockdown. I don't know why I said an of course. I mean, you, of course, wouldn't know where that is going to start, so it should read, and they started off chatting about how Jonjo is coping while living in lockdown. Not of course. I mean, why would you assume that? Actually, you probably would assume that.
It's a bit of a nightmare, to be fair, but it is what it is, and you have to just get on with it, listen to the experts. And we've been isolating for a long time, but it's just been trying to get out for that sort of hour and do some work outside and stuff like that. But it is what it is, and it's more thingy for the kids, to be honest. You know, they're obviously driving themselves up the walls, and you try to try and keep them entertained, but it is what it is.
And you said at the beginning of the season, when Steve Bruce came in, it was almost like a breath of fresh air for you. How much have you enjoyed working with him?
It's been great, to be fair. I mean, every time you get a new manager, it's like the first day back at school, because everyone's obviously trying to run around and you're being busy and make it, like, you're trying to obviously get his attention, you know what I mean? And trying to make an impression on him. And I think that's what it's been like the whole way through the season. The training, obviously, the standard's gone up, and it's very competitive, and he's brought an enjoyment into the team and into the training, and everyone's enjoying it. But he's been great for me. He put his arm around me. He's made me work a lot harder than previous years, and I just feel good and just excited to get back, to be honest.
And I saw Matt Ritchie said that you could play for Barcelona with the right mindset. But do you think your mindset is there now? I mean, especially when you look at the performances this season.
I think so. I mean, in the past, it probably hasn't been. I think as soon as you do one bad thing, or you just get obviously this reputation as well that you're a bit of an idiot. But if people that play with me, they know that deep down I'm a good person, a good guy. Like, I'd do anything for any of your teammates as well. But yeah, I feel like I'm there. I'm in the right mindset, and I just want to obviously kick on. And I'm just itching to get back, to be honest, yeah, because when we left, we really started to pick up a bit of form, and we just want to get back to winning games.
And staying with Newcastle, sort of, up front with takes a look at the art of goal scoring, speaking to some of the best strikers in the game. Tonight, that's Tuesday night, from 7 p.m, your former QPR Spurs and England striker Sir Les Ferdinand is in conversation with Sam Matterface. And over the course of the hour, they discuss his strike partnership with Alan Shearer, his career-defining goals, and why Newcastle lost the title in 96.
There wasn't many in our changing rooms that had won things. So when we lost that first 3 points, rather than a thing of, damn chaps, we've lost 3 points here, we've got to make sure this doesn't happen again, we've got to get back on our mettle and all that, it was a little bit more like, ah, it's all right, we've lost 3 points, but we've got a game in hand, and with 9 points clear, we'll win our game in hand, and we'll be 12 points clear again. And again, I think as well, as a group, we didn't really have any tactics. The tactics were, I say we didn't have any tactics, our tactics were you score two, we'll score three. And as we know in the Premier League, there's got to be games that you win 1-0, you know, and we just didn't have that. We were probably a little bit too gung-ho.
And you can hear more from Up Front with Sir Les Ferdinand tonight from 7 p.m. on TalkSport. Now back to Drive and the former Liverpool midfielder John Barnes, who of course you may remember had to hold and give, but do it at the right time. He couldn't be slow or fast, but he must get to the line. He'll always hit you and he'll hurt you. He'll defend and attack, but in my opinion there's only one way to beat John Barnes, and that's get round the back. Anyway, he told the incredible story of how he swapped shirts with Eric Cantona after the 1996 FA Cup final. Or did he? I don't know, it's just what he says in front of me.
At the end, of course, we swapped shirts. I was captain, he was captain, we swapped shirts. But I'm not a real keeper of shirts. So, I don't even know where my shirts are now. So, of course, this was in 1996. Me, Neil Ruddock and Jan Mulby went on a speaking tour about 3 years ago. And Neil Ruddock is telling this story about that cup final. And then he was telling this story about when he came upon hard times and he sold Cantona's shirt to at a charity auction and got about $9,000 for the shirt. And of course, because he was saying in the talk, you know, Bouncy, you know, you gave me Cantona's shirt and I sold it, you know, to Sotheby's. And he was telling this story because Man United wanted to sue him because they said that it wasn't Cantona's shirt because, you know, Cantona, they said, had a short sleeve shirt on. But Razor then had the picture of Cantona with a long sleeve shirt on. And the talk he was giving was to show that it was Cantona's shirt. And then I remember and I said, Razor, I didn't give you Cantona's shirt. And then he told me the true story in 2017. What had happened was after the game, I was so disappointed we lost. I just put Cantona's shirt down. You know, we were arguing about the game. I went in to have a shower. And then all of a sudden, Razor said, I walked past and I thought, I'm going to have Cantona's shirt. So he took it, put it in his bag, and he gave me Clayton Blackmore's shirt. So, of course, when I came out and I saw Clayton Blackmore's shirt at my space, I just thought I must have swapped with Clayton Blackmore. And it was not until 2017 that Razor told me he stole Cantona's shirt and sold it for about $9,000.
That's amazing. That what is a story.
That's brilliant. That's so Razor. That's so Razor, isn't it? That is so Razor.
I said to him, well, I got £300 for Clayton Blackmore's shirt, so maybe we can share.
Now, it's a Midlands special in the latest edition of Glory Hunters, the podcast.
Is that still going?
Apparently so. And team captain Perry Groves recalls an encounter with a young Alan Shearer.
He made his debut against us, and no one knew who he was. So when the team sheet comes through, George Graham's normally meticulous. He said, who's this lad? Oh, Merce, you played with Shearer in the England under-19s, where it was. So Merce went, to be fair, Gaffer, he said, he gets in the channels, he's a strong runner. He said, but I'm not being funny, he can't finish. Honestly, right? So he scores a hat-trick, 4-0, I think it was. So in the dressing room after the game, Merce is hiding in the toilet. So George Graham comes in, where's that? And Merce hadn't even been playing. He said, someone find him, right? So he's going, all the other lads thinking, thank God for that, he's not having a go at us, right? And then after about 15 minutes, I went to the cars, like, I heard, Grosey, where's the gaffer? I went, has he finished polishing his shoes yet? Because he's put his, yeah, he's gone. He went, thank God for that. He went, I think my career's finished. He's never going to play.
That's the Glory Hunters podcast with Charlie Baker, available from your regular podcast providers. Now, time for the best bits of last night's show. And of course, you know by now that I haven't recorded the show. It's coming up to 9:03. I'm a bit late, actually, in tonight's record, but I don't mind telling you, it's a humdinger.
How do you know?
Trust me on this one.
All right, well, I'm guessing Josh has got music lined up to go through the team.
Of course he has.
You know, I'll say something like, right, let's hear the final fruit 11. And then
don't panic.
You'll press
don't
the,
panic.
It's here we go.
Don't
3, panic. 2, 1. What is that?
Why is that
even in the system?
Well recovered. How's he done that?
Playing in goal for the fruit 11 is Dorian. That's Dorian, the Filipino fruit. Right back is grapefruit. Left back is cherry, and the centre halves are tomato and mango. I'm nervous about the back five, Jay.
Yeah, it's it feels like he's lacking something. It's lacking a little bit of
a little bit of something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Banana. The midfield. Banana on the right, so obviously good at bending him like banana.
Yep.
Kiwi on the left, and your midfield two are pineapple, defensive midfielder, and passion fruit with the three balls.
It's got a nice bit of balance about it. Nothing's getting past Pineapple. He's not the most mobile anymore. His best days are behind him, but he's a prickly thing.
Mm, he is. And then up front, you've got your striker, Watermelon, and then Peach is the other striker. Yeah. So that's our 1 to 11. Dorian, grapefruit, tomato, mango, cherry, banana, pineapple, passion fruit, kiwi, watermelon, and peach are the fruit 11. Good work, everyone. Good work. Well, that's it for another podcasty thing. Good work, everyone. Hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have speaking it. A reminder, of course, if you want to download future ones, you can, or you can download previous ones simply by going to Acast, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts. A reminder, although I've not even told you yet, so it's not really a reminder, unless you've been listening to TalkSport and you've probably gone, oh yeah, they did tell me about that. World Cup winner and England star Jofra Archer will be on Drive with Adrian Durham and Darren Goff today. That's Tuesday from 4 p.m. If you're listening to this podcast after 4, don't worry, it will be on tomorrow's, I imagine. Unless it's a rubbish interview, then they just won't bother sticking it out. Anyway,
That's it. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great day. Keep your distance. I mean, you can go out for golf. You can't have your hair cut still. I think dog parlours are opening soon, which is quite handy for my dog, Scooter Frank. And, yeah, you can sit on a park bench. So do all of that. Wash your hands. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.